All right, Saturday, July 1st, we're at the Augusta Mall in the Bassam area. And I'm going to get me some water real quick. All right, Maxie, find a water fountain. Good boy, Max. Good boy. Okay. Got Leader Dog Max and Denise and Titan here. Yeah, Max. Good boy, Max. I didn't hear that one.
He was like, ooh, Lord.
Oh.
Did you hear that?
No, I didn't. It's in front of you. I'm telling you, man. Maybe you ought to wear these headphones, or mics, rather.
No, I don't think so. There's the cookie place, but I don't see it. Ooh, Lord.
Okay. We're on the second level, right, Denise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Upper level.
I knew there would be. I got that for sure.
Do you want to get another slipper brush from the pet store?
Do you think we need one?
I don't know, do we?
Is that what's wearing out?
No. Not really. Do we need a second one?
I don't think so.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, but yeah, I don't think we need one.
Go by the pets to love store. Okay, Titan Line.
Firmly Pet Safari.
No, it was Pet Land.
Pet Land, that's it.
Pet Safari's in Danville.
That's right, that's right.
Alive and well.
Max wants to go shopping. He's wanting to go in there. What is that place?
Clothes store, I think.
Okay. Max, we don't stop at clothes, boy. Sorry. Sorry about that. Max is wanting to window shop.
Watch out.
Okay.
So
what are we going into here? Okay.
I'm heading in the right direction.
In this mall, I think if you walk around the interior of the mall here 4 times, that equals a mile. I think that's what somebody said.
A lot of people come early in the morning and do that for their exercise.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, what is this to the left in here? Oh, no, this is...
Excuse me.
This is it, okay.
Towels and sheets and housewares. Very nice towel on the line.
Steady, Max.
Let's see. Let's go left.
I don't
remember if they have an escalator or an
elevator
in the bedding section.
Want to get some new bed stuff?
Not right now.
If I got a new bed, I'd want it to be a water bed.
We'd have to have a place that would hold the weight of a water bed.
No, I know.
I'd like a water bed, too.
When we got a new house, we'd have to do that.
Let me find out where I need to be going.
All right. We're in JCPenney. Just a mic.
Ma'am, can you tell me where the large women clothes are? Are they downstairs?
They'll be downstairs, yes.
Okay. Is the elevator in the direction
there's
that we're headed? Or an escalator? Okay.
Go straight.
Uh-huh.
All the way down, and it's to the left between the two boys' department. You'll see it when you go down further.
Okay.
It's right to the left in the corner.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Hey.
The dogs will find it. They're good at finding elevators.
Oh, yeah, they are. Drake, the little children stuff is up here, I think. Undies and bras and slippers and that kind of stuff up here.
You don't need any new things of those?
Well, the one I like to give the bras at Sears.
Oh, okay.
If I did, I'd just get one more. I only have the one in my size.
Oh, okay.
The other one that I have spare is packed.
Yeah.
It's a 46 double D. It's way too big. It's brand new though.
Ooh. Now you know this is going. You know this is. You know it's going out on the podcast, right?
I don't care. I'm not ashamed of myself. Find the elevator. Yes, I was that big at one point. Find the elevator, boys.
I had to give you some shit.
Good boy, Tite. Good boy. Good boy. Forward.
Hi, Max. Inside.
Controls on your side.
All right. Let's see the braille. Yes.
Oh, good. I'm getting a phone call.
There's an L. I guess L is the one. Yeah. We'll see.
Hello? I'm in the elevator. I might lose you.
There we go.
Yeah, we're in JCPenney's right now. No, we hadn't. We just got here. We had to wait for the bus to come.
Hi, Max.
Okay, we're coming out of the elevator. So what? Did y'all finish with the meeting already?
This is on the phone with Barbara.
See what? Do you want to come over here? Okay, so I didn't think it was right to have Cindy carting us all over the place, you know?
Come on, Max. Let's make some room.
Uh-oh, I bet she's real happy with that. Well, ooh! Well, he's not paying her for anything, has he? Yeah, haircut. We had wing stuff, and we walked down and checked the beer prices at Bilo. We'd like to go back
up to my left.
That's
where we would go.
Yeah, so we're. Okay, well, give us a call.
Hey, how are you?
All right. Okay.
Don't worry, they're not going to bite you.
Okay.
He'll smile
at you.
He'll smile, yes.
It's like, I didn't know.
You might get an extra bath today.
So what's up?
The men's and women's down here.
I don't need no big things.
No, they have regular men's clothes down here too.
I don't need no big things. Or regular things.
Yes, you do.
So what did Barbara say?
Cindy's going to... Hang on a second. These are nice. These look like some of the shirts you already have, but they look too tall. These are gargantuan shirts.
I don't need nothing that big, man.
They're
sorry. I got enough.
She's going to go get her oil changed, but Bubba lost his cell phone again for the fourth time.
Oh, God. What the hell else is new?
Such a new hoo-za-her. All right, we'll keep walking straight, and if I can't find it all, I'll ask somebody at one of the registers.
That's right. That's what they paid for.
Well, they don't mind.
Good boy, Max. Good boy, Max. Come on now, Seti. Okay. You're doing good.
Hang on a minute. Let me feel these shirts. No, that's that hot. You don't like that material.
No, I don't.
Right. You like just regular cotton.
I like this a regular shirt that breathes in the summertime. In the wintertime, I don't mind them being thick.
Men's shorts. I think I'm in the men's department.
You want to walk straight down there, Max? Okay.
Jeans. Right, right. Those look like sports team shirts in that kind of stuff.
Hmm.
You have some that look like these, I think.
Telling you, mine are fine.
You never wear them? So you're going to take some of the stuff you wore to Leader Dog?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Good, then I'll have more fun with mine.
I don't really need any extra shirts. I got enough. T-shirts, I'm a bit low on, but that's all right. I'll just go through mine and get rid of the ones that are small. Hold it, Max.
I slowed down.
I see that. Max's tail drooped whenever we sat. He's ready to work. Okay, Maxie. There you go.
Okay. Let's see. Hang on a minute. Maybe we can try to see where I'm at.
Oh, and there goes his tail again. It drooped again.
Skirt.
Maxie.
Here, Titan. Titan forward.
He's a good boy, though. Thank you.
Okay.
Max.
I'm not sure where my section is. I'm trying to register and ask him.
Yep, I would.
Where's my section?
This way we won't be in here as long.
Where's
either.
The gargantuan section, please?
We won't be in here as long either. So, it's fine to register. Or register.
I hear one on the left. Left, left.
Left, left. Find a counter, boy. Find a counter, Max.
Right, right.
Find a counter, Max.
No, I thought I heard one. I did hear one.
There is one. It's right here to your right.
See, that's why Barbara comes in handy. She can see where I'm supposed to be going.
That's okay.
And she can read sizes.
That's all right. That's why they have salespeople here.
I wonder if you caught that reaction outside the elevator.
Oh yeah, I did. You were talking on the phone. I still have it running.
Right, right. Maybe I can pick up a size somewhere. Okay, that's small people right there. That says medium. Let's see. Let's go left some more.
All right.
Titan.
Thing is not wanting to stay in.
You need to move left so I can move. I can't help it if you have fuzzy ears.
Thank you. You're welcome. You look dogged in here. I like never working good.
These are little clothes, like a Amanda size. Let's see.
Oh, that's nice.
They had a bunch of people at the register, so there's nobody. Everybody's too busy to ask.
It looks that way.
Now, there aren't people out in the store to help you like there used to be, because they
Did y'all need help with something?
Well,
what were you saying there, Denise?
Where the large size women's stuff is.
Women's clothing? It's straight ahead around the corner past the dresses.
To the right.
Sure, this way here?
It's kind of like a circular, and it's going to be on the right hand side.
Okay, okay. And then when I find something I like, I might have to track you down to read the size.
Okay.
So that's the hard thing about.
There's another cash register right around that corner.
Okay, okay. Because I know this time 2 years ago, I found some really nice summer stuff.
Well, we have a big sale, a lot of good stuff.
Good, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Titan, forward. Excuse me, Max.
Hi, Maxie.
Okay. That's the dress. That's right, right. All right, okay. I think this might be it over here. Let's see.
Well, how about that? You're a good boy, Max.
He is a good boy. this is women's stuff, and the dresses are right across on the left, so I'm assuming this is where
the guy
is.
Well, logic would have you say that it is, but...
A size S.
Size S. What is that?
Small.
Oh.
Size S. Small, like for Amanda. But I bet Amanda takes an extra small. Because she is little.
Well, she did say it goes around in a circle, so keep following.
Yeah, to the right here. I'm going around to the right. I'm trailing tight because I'm trying to... All right, I'm going in this way.
Okay.
Come
okay.
in.
Yes. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay.
Good boy, Max. I can barely fit through that stick.
You can't.
I'd have to turn around sideways, but I can do it.
I wasn't looking for pants, and I'm not sure what size these are, but these are kind of like they have pockets in my drawstring.
All right, dude.
But I have enough pants right now. I was wanting to look at shorts. Let's see.
That's my phone finding the signal again.
Coming through.
Alright, Maxie boy.
I want work stuff. I want fun clothes. I don't know if I'm in my size, you know, big sizes or not.
Okay. Anyway, Ford?
Where are y'all?
This one's a bigger shirt. Cute.
We're still in JCPenney's.
It's blue with pink and green around my neck. But I can't read anything else about it. Yay.
Well, you could hold it up to yourself and see if it fits.
Oh, that won't do it.
Yeah, that'll work.
Let's see. It is a clearance. It says 60% off, but I can't read the size. Oh, cute. Let me put this water bowl in your power tight.
Okay, this mic doesn't want to stay in, but...
So you're going to sound fuzzy?
Not all the way, no.
Oh, I don't want any sleeves. That's a cute shirt, but it has sleeves. That one's small.
How you doing? What's up,
Beverly?
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Max is
wagging his tail.
Wonder if there's anybody working around here.
I don't know.
Because it doesn't do me any good to try to find something if I don't have anybody to look to see for me.
We'll probably have to go hunt somebody down again. Unless you want to just start shopping for clothes online.
No, I don't like to shop for clothes online because you can't really tell what they look like or what they feel like or anything else.
We'll just grab something and go in there and try it on. What?
Titan Thompson, James. I can't read these damn things. They're too small. My eyeball doesn't work good enough to read these things. I'm just not going to get anything.
Okay, we can go on.
Nobody around to help me, so.
We can go on over to Radio Shack then.
Yeah, I'll just tell Barbara, well, I didn't shop. You know, you weren't here to help me. Nobody in the store nice. Help you, so.
Left. Left, left, boy. Let's go. Outside.
Oh, I didn't see any shorts. I don't even know if I'm in the right place.
Come on, Max. Let's go, boy.
I mean, there's lots of clothes here, but I can't see any of them.
Hi, boy. Let's go through. There you go.
I don't guess they have anybody working in this department.
I don't know, dude. I have no idea.
Well, I'm going to ask somebody at one of the registers to get some customer assistance down
and
here.
And she did say there is another register down here.
Yeah, but I haven't seen the register.
Hey, Max, find the register, boy.
Because it's like, I can't see the tags and the sizes or anything to pick anything out that I might even like, so.
She's in distress over here. Yes, please.
Yeah, is this my section, the large section in the first place?
Let's go down somewhere.
Okay.
All right.
Because I'm like,
Will, your pup around there. Have him follow.
I am. You're in the wrong direction.
No, I'm not.
Uh-huh.
Am I?
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at you.
You're supposed to turn around.
Come on, Max.
A few years ago, I got some nice shorts and shirts in here this time of year.
We didn't go far enough in the circle here, Denise.
Well, she just said pass the dresses.
Sorry about that.
Did you get goosed?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Max,
that's okay.
Don't do that, boy.
I like as far as shorts, we had a lot of shorts and they were so popular that they've been selling left and right.
Okay.
But what we do have
left. Hi, Maxie. Move down just a bit, buddy. There you go. Oh, you want to go through here? Is that better? Okay. Find the niece, Max. Find the niece, Max. Steady. 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 It's like working obstacles at Leader Dog Boy. Steady. Back up, Max. All right, let's try this. Good boy. Find her, boy.
Let's see. I think I got a color. This color.
Goose Denise, Max.
Well, there's only one pair of this blue. It's a more
than the money all
around the car.
Okay, Max.
Oh, my old folk club.
You got three? Yeah, it's a three.
It's a three. Well, let it go. Okay. I'll try it, but I think I'm in a 2X. It depends on how they're made, though. What's this one? Of course.
Of course. And we had, I'm telling you, we had like three different
racks
like this full of
shorts.
Hey there.
That's Max.
His name is Max. That's the one that goosed you.
Oh, we got white ones down here.
I love
two eggs. Oh, cool. One of those teacup ones?
just in case, here's the 3X, and I'll try to find you a 2X. That's
the one. Gee, are we all in the popular size this year or what?
I'd say you are.
That's the way it always is. That's
3 and 1. Here's the 3X. You can
tell me, try it.
And this is pretty much it as far as the shorts are concerned.
Do you want to look for anything else, Denise, besides shorts?
Well, I was going to look at the little shirts, too.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. What about the blue over here? the darker blue. Now the shorts that I got 2 years ago, they're still good.
The green one doesn't have like the 2X's in it.
What's that? What's that, baby? Don't have 2X's. Okay.
How about orange? You got me try three. This one's a three, right?
The brown.
Yes.
The brown one is how they get, because I can always tighten them up.
Yeah, because it has a drawstring.
Now, what size does this equivalent to, or does it say?
22.
Oh, it is? Well, then these might just be fine. Because, you know, you could try them on. Then I might want to look at some shirts.
What type of shirts?
I'll go look with you. Like, just comfortable, right, not real fancy, comfortable cottony, not the silky kind.
Let's go through, boy.
I don't really like my polyester.
Like, just
like a regular casual t-shirt?
Kind of, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Max. Let's go. Max is just sitting there waiting.
They feel kind of like some that I got from Lane Bryant. I bet they are. Oh, I bet I know where it is. If they're like the other ones, there's a tag down on one of the sides. Where are you?
It doesn't say.
Wait a minute, yes, it is. It's
a little tail. Cotton and algodon and spandex.
Let's see, what size is that one?
Well, this one is
3X. You said how much is that?
The 13. Yeah. That's the 13.
Let's see. I wonder what size would fit me in this. What is that, a 22-24? Same comparison?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Gosh, I'd hate to see what a 4X was, because I used to wear a 26-28.
I didn't know that.
I did. Once upon a time, I bought a 30-32.
Yay!
In Catherine's. Let's see, so these are all the same right here. I got at home, I got a
brown and a blue.
Let me see. Let me try, let me have a white one. I'll try the 3X. And if I feel like it swallows me whole, will it shrink?
Well, they wash and dry well. Because I love shirts like this type of material.
Uh huh.
And I wore mine.
Yeah. Okay, because I got a couple at Lane Bryant and they were 22-24s, and they're nice. I've gotten compliments on them. People, oh yeah. Let me see. How about in this color?
It'd be Taurus.
Somebody put it there.
Hi, Max.
I'm just walking around the rack. Ooh, that's a pretty blue, too. I like the blue.
Excuse me. Max. Wait.
Brown would probably be too hot.
For the summer, yeah.
Yeah, I like the light.
And we can go towards the front area going to me if they have some people folded up.
Do they? Okay. How about this color blue? It's a not a royal blue, but it's not a teal neither. It's in between. It's pretty.
Like a dark blue.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait a minute. Let me see. Oh, that's a 2.
Let me try that too, and that'll tell me which size fits
which size to go.
Yeah. Okay. Getting unorganized. People bring them back and just stick them wherever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's okay. Where they do it.
All right, Will, we're going to follow.
Hi, Max. Let's go.
Follow.
Wait. Boy.
And I like these sections.
$11.99.
That's outstanding.
I don't really like the way that material feels. This one,
and those are clearance. Those are cheaper, and that's all we have in those shirts. Was folded like that. And we have some down here on this folded table.
Okay. Give me that.
These are more like the
40-inch
sleeves. Oh, thank you. And like up here, we have the little tanks.
In front, thanks. Good boy.
Those are the shorter sleeves. And those are the three-fourths quarter-inch sleeves. Would they come down to here? Well, to me, they come down here. Okay. I don't know. I might be hot in those. Hot nature.
Let me see what sleeve length this is. These are short sleeves. These are V-neck. And the V-neck, actually this thing, 2 for 16 St. John's 18s. Short sleeves. So all the short
sleeves.
Shirts that are folded up on this table are 2 for 16.
Of course, there's only one yellow one.
Yeah, because that one been out for a while, for a good while, like early spring.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So these are short sleeves. What size is this yellow one?
It's a
2X. Oh, is it? Oh, maybe I'll try it on. I don't have a yellow, Will.
What?
I don't have a yellow shirt. Not like this.
If you want.
And we have some, like, if you want, like, a polo style cut, we have a polo shirt. They're $10.99.
Hmm.
We have white, and, like, most of the white ones, they have, like a stripe going across the belly with different colors.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I need that to highlight.
Kind of.
Oh, okay. That's pretty. They really need to make them go up and down instead of across. Let me see this green right here, Max. I spot a green color. Excuse me, Max. Back up a minute, Will, please. I can reach over here.
Oh, you don't need no more.
Oh, Max, I don't. That's an interesting color.
Yeah,
it's kind of a off mint. Green, mint green. What size is that one?
That's a 1.
All right, maybe I'll step back and let you see if there's a 2. I don't know if there's a 3, but I'll try a 2.
Excuse me. What's his name? Titan.
That's Max.
Titan.
That's Max.
This is
Max.
This is Titan.
Okay.
Hey, boy. Back up.
Okay. Now I should try on to make sure. See if they fit me all right.
I would.
I appreciate you helping me. It's frustrating, of course. It's hard for us to find somebody.
Yeah, name tags don't quite cut it for us.
I figured I would be having a really big sale this weekend.
Personally, like if you want to do shopping and you really want like one-on-one assistance, Monday through Wednesdays are like the best times during the day to come in and do shopping, because normally the store will be so peaceful and quiet and we can really give you that one-on-one customer service.
Well, I have to take off and do that, but I could. Okay. So I'm always good, working during the week.
Oh, okay.
But I could. Hey, I have leave time. Okay,
I can see that now, an excuse to take off from work. I need to go shopping.
Okay.
You can come out this way.
Tight and follow.
Nice follow. Follow, follow, follow.
Okay. All right.
Okay, tight and follow.
Nice follow.
It's one right over here to the left. And there's only 2 stalls in that one, so if there's another one straight ahead where the black and white dresses are hanging up on the wall.
Okay, so we should go left and check. Tighten left.
Steady, Max.
Straight to the wall there?
Yes, ma'am.
Tighten straight.
Okay.
Straight, tighten. Straight. Let's see. They might be full.
All right. I'll wait for you here. And we'll pause until you get back. All right, you went and paused. He needs to get ready to come out. Here, Max. Well, what'd you get? What fit good?
All of it except the light green shirt.
Yeah?
I didn't get because it was the longer sleeve and I'd be too hot in it. But these shirts, I can wear to work.
Great.
Because these are kind of like the ones I got at Lane Bryant, but she's good at picking on the sizes because...
They fit pretty good on you,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, they're 22, 24s, yeah.
Great.
And all three pairs of shorts are made a little bit different from each other.
Yeah.
And the blue pair is the biggest, but...
All right, well, let's go purchase and do our thing.
Because I have my purple, my other blue shirt, my two multicolored shirts.
Right.
Because I imagine you're going to wear pants or shorts and neat shirts, right?
Yeah, I am. Uh-huh.
And I'll wear
shorts. That's my intention.
And neat shirts, and we'll take a few t-shirts if we want to bum.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, if I want to go over to the cigar bar with Marvin.
You know, you wear nice clothes at the cigar bar, don't you?
I don't know. It depends on the kind of bar it is. If it's one of those fancy bars, you do.
And I'll probably take a pair of my capris, my crop pants with me.
Yeah,
yeah. I got mine. Right.
Oops. Maxie, I know it's a bit thin here, boy.
Do you want me to charge this, or do you want it to come off the cutting edge account or our account?
Whatever you want to do.
How about if we save the charging for the convention?
We'll do that. Cause
we'll see what it rings out.
Might be some hot items I want to get.
That's CCTV. It's $825 micro, DW micro CCTV. Coming nicely today.
So with that checker.
So you give me $5.
Yeah. That checker would come in very nicely. I'm going to adjust the earpiece again.
The CCTV is only half the price of the tracker. The price is
just take this one. Okay. I don't know why this right ear, the one on the right side, wants to keep coming out. I have to figure out something else off of this.
You need to clean out your ears.
Oh, they're clean. That ain't a problem. I might have to adjust the windscreen on this. That might be the deal.
Go hide it.
Hi, Maxie.
The only thing that it fit me, but the green shirt, uh-huh. It had the, I'd rather have it short sleeve. And I don't guess there's another one over there that's short sleeve. Just this yellow. This yellow one, it just, that's perfect. I'll just get this. Yep.
You getting this out of?
I won't be too greedy.
You getting that out of our counter?
Well, there's money in both of them. I'll see what the total is first.
Max,
back up, boy.
Back up, boys. Behave yourself. Mind your manners.
Not everybody's into greeting. Max.
I like them. I just didn't know if.
Oh. It's, well, yeah. If you okay. If you want, yeah.
That's why they came to you. They know you like them. You can.
He will smile for you.
Max will do the smile.
And smart.
Absolutely. There he goes. He's smiling for you.
He's so pretty.
I don't like cats. They're sneaky. They frighten me.
All right, Max.
You'd have to sign there, do not pet me, so that's why I...
Yeah, and it's mainly for other dog users, because our two dogs can focus after they've been petted. Most of them can.
Right.
My first one couldn't. And then they get spoiled by ours and go up to somebody else's and get snapped at.
Well, I just won't, unless it's...
They're like, dog lover.
Oh, it's fine.
We
not
know
a problem
dogs
with us.
And children are good judges of character.
Yes,
so
they are.
They know who likes them.
Eat them.
They're sweet.
Thank you.
I saw y'all at Sports Authority, and I was
laughing because...
Yeah, we were there last week.
You said the dog went in the wrong door. The dog took you in the wrong door, the
lady
said.
Max did, uh-huh. Max just saw it as a door. Come on, boy.
Oh,
you want to greet?
The dog can't
there you go.
That's right. We went in the exit door.
Thank you.
The door opened, and then they take us.
Good boy.
Have the least resistance. Of course, we cut up all the time.
Bye, boys.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, the shorts
are
here. I'm still wearing. Quality clothes.
Take care.
Bye, thanks. You too.
Come on, Max. Heel. Good boy.
Okay, your total is $87.67.
Wow, that's all? Let's go back and get some more.
No, let's not, Denise.
I'm just kidding. Which account do you want it out of? I'll pull it out of the regular.
That's the regular, yeah.
That's good. I love that. That's good.
That is very good.
On good sale, because I got three pairs of shorts and four or five shirts.
Yeah, that's very good for that. Especially
brown,
for your size.
Yellow, white, yeah.
Because usually when you pay for stuff of your size,
yeah,
it's
bad.
Big.
Oh,
the sizes are big and so are the prices.
Okay. All right. Come on. Don't cry. I mean,
that's your ID.
No,
I'm
sure.
There you go.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thanks for helping me.
No,
I'll keep that in mind about good Mondays on. And Mondays and Tuesdays. Monday and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays.
Hey.
One-on-one attention. And you know I hate for customers to say, where is everybody? I have no help.
And it's really harder for us to tell who's working and who's shopping.
Yeah, we know people
like
are busy.
Especially when we get close, because we have so many responsibilities. Like if she can handle the register herself, I'll go and put up clothes. And people say, well, where's her help?
Well, I'll keep that in mind, because when it comes time for the fall clothes to go on sale, yeah, I'll come in here and get some of the pants. I like those casual pants with pockets.
Yeah.
I'll come in and I'll just make a long weekend of it.
Thank you.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Same you. Same you.
Okay. Well, good. Now we're on the bottom. We'll go to Radio Shack.
All right. Let's do that.
All right. What time is it?
It is currently 3:30.
Let me put this eyedrop in real quick.
I meant to ask the lady, the bus driver, if they came on the hour or every half hour.
No, I doubt it.
I don't know about Saturdays. I know weekdays they do it between certain hours, but I don't know about the day.
Okay. Well, we can always take the 4:30 home.
Yeah, we can do that.
So we said 3:30 now.
Yeah, it's 3:30.
Uh-huh. I got all the clothes I'm going to get. We're going to go to Radio Shack and we'll go upstairs and get our rings cleaned.
Yeah, may as well.
Get something to drink, too.
Come on, Max.
All right.
Too bad, Frankenstein's ain't open.
Okay, I'm just gonna trail around until we catch the middle of the mall.
Hi, Maxie.
JCPenney customers, the JCPenney credit card offers a variety of benefits for loyal customers.
Sorry about that. Max, you know better.
I heard them saying, announcing about the salon having a 25% off.
You wanna go there?
I was gonna ask you if you wanted to go there. You want to go and check their price on the shampoo? Because they said Redken and Biolage. Let's find out until we'll check the price.
Okay, we'll see.
Let's find a register and ask where that is. It's down here on the first floor, I think.
I think so. It's in the salon. Next.
It's back over there by the elevator.
I don't know. Here's one.
Because
if their stuff is cheaper than a hair cuttery right now, it'd be worth going ahead and getting it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it'd have to be. You know what? You might can. But these in the wrong place, to be honest with you. They're supposed to be back there. So you probably can find you said an 18?
What's that?
I'm thirsty.
Oh.
We'll have to get something to drink or something so we can get changed for the bus anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt we'll see Barbara.
I don't think we are either.
Now, these shirts with the little cap sleeve.
Yeah.
I was looking and they're not the most flattering to the arms, but I'm like, they look good. They fit me nice. Tell me where the salon is from here.
Salon is upstairs.
Oh, it is upstairs.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and where from
you want
the elevator?
Elevator is you go back through past shoes and go straight through men's and the elevator is back there.
So we have to trail around then because I can't see that far enough. Oh, we did come through men's.
Yeah,
we sure did.
This way and the elevator is straight back that way.
And
okay.
Is the salon near that upstairs or where is
see,
it from the
when
elevator?
You get off the elevator, you'll come out like by the children's department, and mm-hmm. when you come out. Just come out and just go straight to the back.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
You can't miss it.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah, we should be able to smell it, Denise.
Uh-huh.
Steady.
Yeah, with these shorts, with my other shorts combined and all my shirts, I should have plenty of clothes.
Easily.
I will.
Well, all right. Exercising,
that's
for sure.
Here we are.
Okay,
we'll
see.
See? Nothing wrong with doing stuff independently.
Let's see. Titan's taking me to the right, but I'm not sure if we need to go left or right.
Let's go right and see where it takes us. Nothing like doing stuff independently, ma'am. There's always a way around.
I don't remember if we walked away or not.
Left.
He's working. I think it's
left now, niece.
Hey,
hi.
How are you?
Hi,
Deja.
Hi, Max.
Straight.
Hi.
Bye.
Yeah, we're in men's now, I think.
Back around.
Yep. That's all right. We'll just go on back around.
Find the escalator first. I think they have an escalator there.
I don't think
just
so either.
The elevator.
That's it.
Well, if we don't find it, we'll just go out into the mall and go back in.
Let's do it that way.
Yeah, I think he walked us all the way around the store.
He did.
Here, let's just go out and go upstairs.
Back that works. Left.
Excuse your hairy geese. Let's go ahead to Radio Shack and we can go back up to the
upstairs. Okay. Well, you almost fell there.
I just braced myself so I could knock you off.
Your balance ain't that good anymore.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's better with every aerobics class, too.
What? Yeah.
I want it.
Oh yeah. Steady, Max.
Straight, no sir.
Steady, Max.
Straight.
Yeah, it does. What was the answer?
Some more track.
Oh. No, that was a oh shoot. No, not quite a holy shit, but almost. It was a kid. It was a kid.
Some kids are little potty mouth.
Say Max. Say Max. Good job. Good job. Good boy. Good boy, Max. Maxie, bye bye. Hey, how's it going?
She wasn't getting Bubba to do it.
Oh, no. I noticed that.
Okay. She hasn't called me.
No.
See the little symbol, two symbols left of your battery? That's the Bluetooth symbol. If I turn this off, that Bluetooth will basically go to that color. When I turn it back on, it should go to blue or not. No, actually, on that phone, it just doesn't show up. When it's on, you'll see that symbol. That way you know. Gotcha. I'm going to go ahead and get this charged up while I'm ready to have the rest. I'm going to be able to use it and see what it is. What else can I get for you guys? What to do? You guys, I did fix that back here, so you don't have to turn anything back here anymore. Did you get that authorization code? Okay.
Right. We'll get the charger and get some. What kind of double A's does it charge?
Triple A's. It's rechargeable triple A's. I don't know the brand.
But do our DS 2 and 20 take those?
Yeah.
Usually when
they say they're triple
A's. They are? No. Longer triple A's?
Longer triple A's.
Comes with a 90-day warranty.
Back up.
If it ever just stops working or anything like that, I would, if you could, well, not that important, just bring it down. But I do always give you the option, which is a really wise choice on these. 2-year warranty runs $17.
Last time I got shorts at JCPenney's, I think I got 3 pairs.
Mm-hmm.
Give you the 69
option. And that's good.
And 2 or 3 new shirts, mm-hmm. which I still haven't. I haven't worn them. But the sleeves come like right there.
Yeah.
And it kind of shows a little fattiness of the upper arm, but I'm thinking...
Oh, don't worry about
I'm
that.
I'm thinking, you know, some people look like stuffed sausage in that color. It ain't really that bad. When I keep toning up, it'll look better.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
Because it's the spandex kind of material.
Yeah.
So it ain't going to look too big on it.
And you don't have stripes, so that's good.
No, I didn't get any stripes. Although the shirts that I did, too, that I do have that have stripes, they look fine. They don't look bad.
I know usually with stripes, they don't look too good on big people.
Well, it depends on how the stripes are made. If it's like a big stripe or two going across, but this is a pattern.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's all right as a pattern. I don't know why they always want to make the stripes go across with big clothes.
I don't either. It's going to be a fashion. I don't know.
Not for us.
No, not for you.
Before I forget,
that lady was nice at JCPenney's.
Yes, she was.
Because you can't hardly, we have a harder time finding, identifying someone that works in the place.
Yeah. It's all right, though. She did good. She earned her money. Max, wait. You're not going after them, boy.
So, what can I help you folks for today?
You're up, Will.
There's a couple of things I know you guys have, and one thing I don't think you have, but let's start with a couple of things you do have. Somebody told me that you have a rechargeable battery. Some AAA rechargeable batteries that you can get.
Some 15-minute rechargeable batteries?
Yeah, it's rechargeable batteries.
Yeah, IC3 batteries. What size do you need? AA?
AAA.
AAA. AAA.
Okay,
who has that?
Who?
Who told you about it?
Liam did.
Oh, Liam.
I saw him online also.
Oh, on Radio Shack?
Yeah.
Well, I'm out of it.
Ah, okay.
They were on clearance and...
Oh, nice.
We sold right through those things.
All right. How about battery chargers?
I've got plenty of battery chargers. They just don't normally charge in 15 minutes.
How long does it take?
Well, your standards usually take about... like 13 hours.
Jeez.
Yep, see, I got one years ago that'll charge double A's and triple A's, and that's what, 13 hours.
This one will, this is a fast charger, runs about $5 more, and it comes with $20 worth of double A's. I'd have to sell you some triple A's, but this will do 2 or 4 double A, or, wait a minute. It doesn't do triple A's. That doesn't do, because this will charge it back up in 2 hours.
Right.
Within 5 hours.
Your phone doesn't accept a unit sensor vision package. free for the first month. Every month after that, $15.
You want... What are you using this on?
The Olympus DS2 and DS20.
Mm-hmm. So digital cameras?
No,
say recorders. Audio recorders.
Show them yours.
Audio recorders?
Yeah, like the digital recorders.
Okay, I got you.
He's got one in his pocket right now.
Okay, well, those are digital items. This basically, I've got a charger here, and it can charge up four AA or AAA batteries, AA or AAA, and some nickel metal hydride batteries, four in a pack, runs $19.99.
Hmm.
Charger runs 13.
Okay. And what kind of lifetime? I mean, what kind of usage?
How many can you charge it up to 20 times, and then it'll go out on your way?
Yeah, you basically can probably charge these up to about 200 times.
Oh, okay.
And the lifespan of them while they charge is about what?
That all depends on what you're putting them in. A digital product like that, you'll probably get about 12 hours recording and playback time.
So about what full day juice. Regular ones, or?
No, we get 18 hours on recording hours. And about 12 on play.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, do you want that?
Yeah, let's go for that.
Okay. Now, what was the other thing?
The other thing, when we came in here back last year, you guys didn't have it, but I was wanting to know if you guys had any stereo mics.
You want just stereo one pack of the batteries, Will?
Like a handheld type mic?
Yeah, or something you clip to your shirt.
But that's in stereo?
Yeah.
No, I sure don't. All the mics I have are mono.
Okay.
Do you want just one pack of these batteries?
How many are in there?
Four.
And how much are they?
$19.99.
Okay.
One or two. Speaker forever holds your peace.
Let's go with, since we're going to be
doing
the convention, let's do two.
And what else?
No, that's it.
We got everything?
Is this the kind of charger that just the plug unfolds out from behind it and plugs into the wall?
Wow, okay.
Because it's like the other one I got. It reminds me of that one. Okay.
Now, will it flash whenever your charge is done? Or you just time it?
Yeah, it's got an indicator light.
Okay.
It probably turns green. Red when it's turning green when it's done. That's how the other one was. And the other one, you have to plug it in for like 13 hours.
Right.
Okay, it's got an auto shut off. Temperature prevents overcharging.
That's good.
Nice. Okay.
And that'll charge me.
The light is on when unit is charging, and the light will go off when it's sun charged.
Oh, that's good.
And it is a travel type charger, so the contacts fold in and out.
Terrific. All right.
Charges in 5 hours, you said.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering how the AAA fits in there. Oh, it says AA or AAA. Oh, it moves up. Okay, I gotcha. Well, that's kind of cool. It gets really small. I mean, this whole half of it, can you see that whole half? Just flips over.
Oh, it does?
So it only gets that big.
Oh, okay. For the AAAs to go in?
You got it.
Okay.
Wow, nice. Okay.
And I think the AAs that I had at the house, are the same kind.
If they're nickel metal hydride batteries. Mm-hmm.
You can put them in there.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to open this up. Is that okay?
Yeah.
That's fine, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That'll be easier for you guys to get into it.
Sure.
Okay.
Maxie, it's done with.
Thank God my little digital camera uses the different kind of AA now. Kind of have to charge up.
Mm-hmm.
Titan boy, that's a good puppy.
These guys are waiting for you to get back out here. See, this is what I was talking about. Folds up real small like that.
Oh.
And then you can, yep, you got it. Folds out, then you can put your batteries in.
Cool.
Now, how do you size it down for the, or they just slide in for the AAAs?
There's a little, see this little lever here?
Yeah.
That pushes down, and then you can put the AAAs in. And that's for the AAs.
Let's see this.
Oh, on both sides. Cool stuff. Okay, there's like a feel where my thumb is.
Yeah.
Pull that down.
Oh, okay.
There's one right there on the other side.
Yeah.
Push them up. And then this folds over. Wow-wee.
That's cool.
And then the
I like that. That's nice.
Cool. Wowee. Nice.
So,
it's not heavy either.
The nice thing about this is you don't have to look at the unit.
Mm-hmm.
All the positive is on top. So when you put them in there, all the positive side of the battery is always going to be facing up.
Okay.
Okay, so you don't have to look which one's facing up, which one's down. They're all facing the same way.
Coming out from here with the negatives at the bottom.
Oh, you got it. She's got it.
Next.
All right. Which one from Zip Code? 30909?
30904.
30904.
We haven't moved up in the world yet.
No, we're fine right where we are.
I live in 30904.
We like it just fine.
I like it.
We like ours too.
How you guys doing today?
You want this out of cutting edge?
All right, you ready for your total?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to put this back in the case for you. You're looking at 5722.
Sounds great.
Well, sounding great would be like 2722.
It's almost vacation for us. We have two more work days, and then we're on our way down to Jacksonville.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
we're going to the American Council of the Blind Convention.
Oh, right on.
It's also the Guide Dog Users Convention.
Cool.
And it'll be a week. We'll be there 9 days. We're going early, but it's a week filled with all kind of anything you can imagine that you would want for visual impairment, along with programs for the different aspects. Like he's in the bits, the technology part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the guide dog users part.
So you guys together make a pretty good team, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Do you use this as credit, I take it, right?
Oh, I can. I can.
You can put your pin in there?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll work. Perfect. I'll be right with you folks if you need any questions answered.
Okay, we'll see if
there.
Oh, do I need to?
I got it for you.
And
you got your card back.
Yep.
And I got your receipts on its way for it.
Alrighty.
You want me to just put it in the bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll work, yeah.
And those batteries don't have a charge on them, so you will need to charge them up 5 hours before use.
Okay, we'll do that.
You folks enjoy your trip?
Thanks.
I sure will.
I was about to say, what did I do with my other bag hanging on my arm? Duh.
You're not blind last I checked.
No, but I'm probably going to be brewing a blood sugar.
And you got some beautiful workers for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All righty.
All right, Maxie. Let's go. Take care.
Bye.
Outside, find the door. Steady. Outside, find the door. Good boy, Max. Let's see what time it is. About 8 minutes before.
Oh, well, we have time.
Well, time to go get something to drink. Where's that? Second floor?
Straight from
Maxie.
The elevator.
Yeah, we do want to catch the 4:30 one, though. I don't think I want to hang around another hour here. Plus, I don't have enough recording time for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I put it on pause.
Oh, okay.
There's no need to record while you were in there.
Great, I'm here already.
Good job, Max. Maxie?
Ready? Thank you. Alrighty. Max might smile for you. Who is that boy?
That's Max, and who is this?
Titan. Yeah, mine is Titan, and Max right there. Will's Max. Smiler boy.
Sure is.
Leave it. There's nothing in that bag for you.
I'm good, anyway.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
How are y'all doing?
Doing good. How was you?
How's Bowen doing?
Oh, we missed this year. We're going to have to start back up in the fall.
Oh, okay.
We'll be back.
All right.
Right.
We'll see. Hi, Maxie.
Good boy. All right.
Steady. All
right. Right, right, right.
Good boy, right beside you.
Good boy, Max. Good boy, Max. Max. Boy, you can feel that sun coming in through the skylight there.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Left, left side. Boy, side. You want to walk back and get the dinner later or what?
It don't matter. What do you want to do? What do you mean walk in and get it later?
Walk back up to Daniel Village and get it later.
Oh, we can carry your cart home if you want to get the stuff now.
All right. We'll need to ask where it is from here.
From here, she said it was, you need to go to the children's section and it's in the back.
Okay.
So, go ahead and follow Dan around. Steady, Max.
All right, we'll go this way this time.
This would be the best way to do it.
For the lingerie last time.
You don't want to pick up no lingerie?
Nope.
Okay.
This is how stuff should travel around eventually.
It's real easy to get around in here.
Yeah. Left time.
It's like a big horseshoe. A big circle right there. What's the matter?
I saw like some backpack bag kind of stuff.
Oh.
I gotta check it out. Or the luggage part.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
Anyway, you can probably stop by the front door and get some water on the way out if you want. Yep. The where we want to go is going to be in the back.
Problem is you get in here and you're not sure where the back is compared to the rest of the store.
I'd say if you see a big cutout in the wall here, that's going to be toward the back.
Lots of cutouts. Lots of cutouts in here.
I don't smell any salon stuff yet.
It's not near the elevator. Come out and go to the children's part. Okay, there's the elevator.
Yep.
Okay, Titan, right.
I smell the salon area close, though. Come on, man.
Did you say it was right?
Yeah.
The right?
I think so. Let's go right.
Titan, right? 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 They got this stuff in the middle of the aisle.
Yeah, it's a store. The idea is to sell stuff.
Titan, right?
Yep, we're close.
Here it is.
Told you we could smell it.
Okay.
Hi, Maxie.
I don't know. And this is the way out. This is where customer service is. I don't know if the salon's back here or not.
I don't either. Well, we're getting close.
Let's find out.
We're getting close.
Where's the salon at? Huh?
Straight down to
you. Straight
where? This way? To the right?
Oh, okay. We were smelling it.
Told you. It's no mistaking it.
Okay. Left, tight, left.
Straight.
Oh, straight?
Yep, straight up. You're right now in front of the styling salon.
That's where we want to go, in the styling salon.
Then you go left.
I'm like, if I go out, I'm going out the door.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem.
Come on, Max.
Yeah. And I think
I paid 10 something for your Redken shampoo.
I think you did too.
I heard they make an announcement that y'all are having a sale on the Redken and the Bylaws product. Will uses the Redken for oily hair, and thought I'd check the price while we were here.
We do not have that product. We have the product here on that line. We have the body pool, the Blonde Gem Glam also.
Okay. Now, what do you have in your bylaws and conditioner?
In the bylaws, we have.
Yes, I use the bylaws stuff.
Which bylaws
you use?
Hydrate.
Hey, that's
awesome. Good.
Wait.
I have the highlights.
Okay. I got the $7.95
is
$25.
Okay, and I've been getting like the big tub conditioner, the big, looks like a little tub. I'm not sure if it's color care or just the moisturizer.
Okay, it's the moisturizer. We have that conditioner.
Yeah, that's the one. How much is that? 20 minus 25 or
20.95?
Oh, that's a good price on that. Yeah, let me get that. Mm-hmm. How much of your big bottles is that? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I do. I'm like, well, that's probably. I like to think about where I get the better deal.
Yeah.
Either downstairs at the hair cuttery, and sometimes they have those two for 25.
Now we have the two for 28 right now.
Oh, really?
And it's 25%.
The bylaws of that.
Let me see.
Okay.
Max, what are you doing, boy? Well, that's a big bag.
My pH bag with your Radio Shack bag inside.
Actually, you have the Color Care 2, the big one, the 32-ounce one also.
Oh, okay. The 2 for 28?
Yes.
With a little tub?
Yes.
Oh.
It's not the tub, it's the... This is all same as the... 33.8
of conditioner.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Okay. So I did not use the Color Care. The highlights done.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll get that.
You ready?
Okay. All right. Good. Well, I make out like a fat rat.
Oh, so you did. Sorry, that kid's being tortured. Come on, Maxie. Come on, Maxie. Here you go.
It's gonna take you 2006.
Right there, boy.
That's a good deal.
It's a pretty good year too.
That's good.
That's right.
Thank you.
Hi,
madam.
Welcome back,
Rick. I'm sorry, sir. We can find something you need.
I don't know. What do you have any other oily hair for men stuff?
Yeah, because mine tends to get oily after a day. I'm like, oh man, they didn't used to do this before.
I recommend the tea tree.
It still does it sometimes.
Smell this.
Let me smell it.
Hmm. It smells like custard, anyway.
I recommend tea tree. And what it does is it strips the oils off.
Oh, nice.
Very oily. This is the one to use.
Okay.
How much is that?
It is $14.95 less your
percentage.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. We'll try it.
And Max. I guarantee you like that one better than the
If it works Max. Better than the red can, that's what
Max.
You'll have. That's a bigger bottle too, I think.
Good boy.
That's going to bring you to $11.99.
Good. Sounds great.
Yeah, it's cheaper than
downstairs.
Very nice.
Uh-huh.
She got it.
Well, I've already been downstairs and raided the clothes.
Oh, they're just alive.
They're almost
happy
alike.
Brothers.
Max, turn around and look, boy.
Happy the same mama.
Oh,
your daddy.
Max has got coarser hair than Titan does, though. And Max is younger. Max is 3. He'll be 4 years old. You can pet him if you like. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, you can talk to him.
I'm going to talk to him.
They're really just cheating right now.
Oh, friendly can be.
They work real good after they've been paid attention to, and
they love the attention. For other leaders.
your dog purposes, because a lot of them can't work.
Do you mind if I pet?
I know it's a peanut.
You can. Go ahead.
Don't mind at all. There you go.
We have another one.
Uh-huh. That's what I was
going to
say. We don't
want to
get y'all in trouble. And it says, I'm so
he'll
pretty.
Smile for you also.
Max smiles.
What's your last name again?
Johnson.
Hey, Max. Smile. Smile, boy.
My dog does
that. Oh, my dog does that. Yeah.
Smile.
Keep smiling. Yeah.
Cute.
Thank you. Thanks, you too.
Wow, it's like Christmas around here.
All right.
All right.
Take care, guys. Come on, Maxie.
So big,
this
before.
Yeah?
We might need that violent cart.
Told you. I'm telling you, man, they will not mind.
Well, we can get back off the bus at Pine Needle.
Yes.
And just walk back into Daniel Really.
Uh-huh.
Okay, fine, right?
We'll do it that way, because that'll work much better for us.
Yeah,
because it don't make sense to get off there at Highland and cross.
Then we can go ahead and get our the rest of what we need.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And snacks and things that we're going to take on the trip.
We'll just get the brewski, because I don't know who's coming over Tuesday. Who the hell knows the brosie's coming over in that?
Sit on right here.
Good boy, Max.
That worked out good. That was cheaper than we were stuck in the hair cutter.
Yeah. And by the time we walk out, I don't know how much recording time I'll have left. And I don't think you'll be able to see it.
No, probably not.
So we'll just end it when we leave the mall here. As you can hear, Denise is carrying a bag.
I got it up on my shoulder. It has two JC Penney bags and a Radio Shack bag in it. We've been bad little boys and girls today.
Hey, we're going down a trip, you know?
That's right.
Steady, Maxie.
Left, Titan. Let's go across, baby.
Steady, Maxie.
Left.
Steady, Max. Where you want to get your drink at?
Cookie place.
They got stuff. They got stuff to drink in there.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Coke and Diet Coke and. All right, go left. There's Kay.
Left, left, Max.
Right, left.
Left, left, Max. Left, left. Good boy, Max.
Titan. Hi. We are due to get our rings cleaned. Can you pull us up by our phone number on the computer?
Do you have the rings?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got them on this. Max, get over here.
We got them here for our wedding. We get them cleaned and inspected every 6 months. February of 2003.
I don't know what he's after. It's about 4:10 now.
Left, left. We got him right here. James? Huh?
First name?
William.
And Denise.
But they're in your name.
Oh, they are, huh? Come on, Max. What's the matter with you, boy? You all keyed up or something?
Yeah.
Come here, Max. What are you doing, Max?
Behave, boy. You get in trouble.
He's lunging for something or somebody.
Will?
What?
Ring. Display right in front of you to reach over. Right here.
So we're gonna get it off.
Can't get it off?
But you have to stay
with it. Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
I just didn't feel like walking and carrying it because we, of course, obviously took the bus to get here. They've never given us a problem about not bringing it. They just pull us up on the computer. Oh, yeah, I'll put it, keep it all in one place, yeah. You can't get your ring off?
It's coming. I think it's shrunk on me.
Oh, no, you need to do Weight Watchers. Give me that.
I don't need to do no Weight Watchers. In the wintertime, I don't ever have problems with this. Yeah, we'll have to book and get some change and get some water on the way out.
What time is it?
4:10.
Oh, it's only 4:10.
Actually, it's 4:15.
We hadn't even made it up to the food court yet.
And we can't carry drinks on the bus, remember?
Oh, yeah. It won't take me long to crank mine down. Tighten your head. Barbara said she was going to go check on her car and see if it was ready. She hadn't called me, so.
It's not ready. I'll tell you that.
She did call.
She did, huh? You going to try to reach her?
Yeah.
What?
637-2069.
I don't know who that is.
Amanda.
Oh.
I hope she's not going to tell me she isn't going to be there tomorrow. Oh, thank you. I'm going to put this in the Jason Kenney's bag.
All right.
Can I speak to Amanda, please? Thank you. Hey. What you doing? I'm standing in K Jewelers getting our rings clean. We've been shopping.
What's doing, Max? You sniffing? Okay.
Yeah, okay. Oh. What'd you eat last night?
Hey, Maxie boy. Yep, there they are, getting cleaned. Mr. Restless Boy. That
thanks
should do
so
it.
Much. We're just putting our rings back on. All right, thanks. Well, hopefully you'll be okay in the morning. I ordered your Tupperware this morning. I could never reach it. I ordered mine online last night. I got frustrated. But she did take your order, though. Well, just let me know later because, you know,
all righty. Got it back on. Come on, Max. Heel. Let's go.
It might not be a lot, but you might be feeling all right tomorrow.
Thanks, Lloyd. Good boy.
Oh, man.
It's about 4:20. Here you're looking.
Well, we're going to hop up here and go catch the bus to get back up toward the Bilo. So we'll be home. Touch base with me later. I'll call you and let me know how you're doing, okay? Well, you'd be a liability anyway if you had a virus because you'd pass it through the food prep. So, yeah, you better stay home. Okay. Okay. All right. We'll talk to you then. All right. Bye. Barbara calling, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, I thought I heard of you. Nope.
All right. Let's look.
He's got a reaper to his back. I heard it go beep.
Maybe your battery's dying.
That's a possibility. Hey. Where are you at? Are you coming in your own car? You gonna come to the mall? You wanna come get us? Hey, Carl.
Hey, you two.
Hey,
Linda.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi. We're right outside of K Jewelers, and we'll go get a drink in the upper food court. So hey, come back.
There you go.
I thought you guys were going to go.
Out of town. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm about to where the Chick-fil-A and all is.
Come here, Maxie.
Okay, good. Bye, bye.
We're going out of town.
Oh, we are.
Thursday, we're going Thursday.
Thursday. Well, we went to the meeting today.
Well, the reason we didn't go to the meeting was is Barbara's car was at her brother's shop. She's coming in it now.
Yeah.
And I said, well, we went to Daniel Village. We got his haircut. We went to Wingstop.
Uh-huh.
And we wanted to come here so I could look for Jason Clothes and Jason.
Oh, I was going to say, you didn't get yours cut, but you got it trimmed.
Well, actually, I didn't do mine today. Will did. I'm going to get mine trimmed when I come back. Yeah, I haven't had it trimmed since.
You going to let it grow out?
Not too long because it's
so thin. It always looks stringy.
Yeah. Well, the shutter didn't lift it off.
Oh, no, it did or didn't?
It did not because the weather. Thunder clouds around it. I didn't want to.
Oh, I know they have to.
When are they going to launch it again?
We're going to
Well, okay.
We're going to see, I guess, green jackets tonight.
Oh, baseball. Cool.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
Be nice, y'all were it.
Y'all like sports?
We love it.
The problem with the baseball with that is there's nobody to commentate for us. When we go to the Braves game, we take the radio in with us and we can hear the play-by-play. Uh-huh. But there's nobody at the Green Jackets games to do that. If they carried it on one of the AM stations, it would be cool because we could go and carry the radio in with us and hear it.
Hey, you Max, back up.
How are y'all getting around today?
We took the bus. We took the bus to Daniel Village, and then we walked down and waited on the corner of Pine Needle and took the bus here. And we've been here since 2:30.
Wow.
Yeah, we're traveling. But I told Barbara, I said, I don't think it's right for your sister to have to cart us around because we've been planning to go to the meeting, then she was going to bring us to the mall. Mm-hmm. And she had car trouble. I said, it's not right for Cindy to have to do our errands for us.
Right.
So if you get done in time, you can come join us. So she's going to come join us.
Yeah. All right. That's going to about be it for the recording here.
We tripped up here after the meet.
Yeah. Okay. So y'all been here
See you next time.